what's behind the extreme weather we've had. And since we talked to you last on the show, we've had a July that had so many records broken, can't even count that high.
Yes, no, and we also in August went to Boston to a national conference of TV meteorologists and got to meet some real leaders in the field, some local weathermen who are telling, you know, are figuring out ways to communicate to their viewers about climate change. And we also got to meet with, unfortunately, some TV meteorologists who are rabid conspiracy theorists who promote global warming denial. And so this is a very real problem that we're trying to, and our members are trying to fight.
And how confrontive did it get? How much did you confront them directly and say, you know, what is this conspiracy theory thinking? You know, where did you go to meteorology school? Did you kind of get in their faces, or were you just observing in the back of the room? I can imagine there was probably some interesting anecdotes that came out of that.
No, I mean, we had some very polite and respectful conversations, in which they made it, you know, people like Bob Breck made it very clear that they genuinely believe that there's a scientific conspiracy that's motivated by scientists just following the money to promote, you know, the George Soros conspiracy. We made it clear that we think that it's a little more likely that, you know, the scientists are just telling the truth. So it wasn't something that required, you know, raised voices or anything, but because, I mean, what was striking is, you know, there are people who, you know, a lot of these TV forecasters, they genuinely believe that you know, the global scientific consensus is a fraud. And what's unfortunate is that because the American Meteorological Society hasn't done anything to kind of really defend scientific integrity, it was very clear that the main feeling there is one of fear. Especially if you're a young meteorologist or a young TV forecaster, you just don't want to talk about climate change because you're afraid of the consequences of telling the truth. And it doesn't, you know, and it doesn't seem like the, you know, there's that. And again, it comes back to what the LCB petition is about, is that, you know, when people who are supposed to be leaders are silent, then it's, you know, it becomes even harder to ask people, everyday people, to do the right thing and to talk about climate change.
And there is this phenomenon, climate silence, that sounds like climate science, but it's actually the opposite. It's not talking about
right.
science.
And, right, and unfortunately, and that really feels like, I mean, I think it's become more clear, and I'm sure, you know, you see it every day, and that... that this is something that, you know, there just can't, it's not, you know, a few activists working hard isn't going to solve this. We really need to, like, grapple with this as a nation. And, you know, and the first step is to start talking and being honest about how difficult the challenge is. And one of the things that means is being honest about the fact that we're being affected by climate change now.
Oh, yeah. And do you think you changed any minds at that convention? Did you have any conversations that really left the door open, at least, for some meteorologists to go do more research? And aren't they scientists themselves? It's quite odd.
Well, I mean, the reality is, you know, they are they're fundamentally journalists. I mean, they work for news organizations, and they live or die by ratings. And some of them have more and less scientific backgrounds, but the challenge really isn't one of education. It's really one of, you know, knowing it's the political challenge, is knowing that this is what, you know, what do their viewers want to hear? And what is the responsibility to their viewers? Like, we're not going to change the minds of any, you know, of the conspiracy theorists, but what we can reach is the people who think that it's better just not to talk about climate change than, you know, that's what, if they've decided that, like, being silent is, you know, is safe. And they need to hear from their viewers that both that, you know, they have this responsibility to talk about how we are changing the weather, but also that, you know, that that's what their viewers want to hear, that, like, they will support journalists who tell them the truth. And that's really, you know, that's a really crucial and critically important thing.
Brad, I'm afraid we're out of time. Sorry we couldn't get you on earlier. Maybe we'll talk to you in a few weeks. I really love what you're doing with Forecast the Facts. And thanks for making time to be on the Green Front today. That does it for this edition of the show. Next week, we're going to have meteorologist Paul Douglas, who does believe in it and connects the dots, as well as author of a new book, Howard Latin. He's just written a book called Climate Change Policy Failures, Why Conventional Mitigation Approaches Cannot Succeed. You want to join us for that. In the meantime, have a great Green Week.